Fine, we're up to Siman Tov Pei Tes. We're continuing to learn Hilchas Tfila Sa'oima. And we've got we are up to Sivov. That's right, that's what we're up to. Sivov. We learned that if somebody counts without knowing the count initially, whilst he makes the broch, he doesn't know the count. He's bedieved, but it's okay as long as he actually physically counts the right count. Very much continuing on that theme. Very much continuing with that idea. Sivov. If somebody starts the counting of the Oima, and he makes the bracha, and he says, Bracha to Hashem Elokeinu, and he intended to say, Adaita de Leima Hayoim Arba, and he planned and intended to say today's 4 days. Shusovo, Shema Bo, because he thought genuinely that it's 4 days of the Oima. Venizka, and then he realized that actually, no, I made a mistake. It's actually five. And he actually realized, no, it's actually 5 days. Whether you heard it from somebody else, whether he suddenly realized the count, whatever it may be. He planned to say four, and he said five, and he actually was five. Or vice versa. Then he planned to say five, and he found out it's four, and he actually counted four. Shema Boni ultimately was four. You don't have to make a new bracha, because actually a yotze. So here again, the point being that if you make the bracha with the wrong number in your mind, but you're actually ending up counting the correct Oima, you are Yoitze. Of course, the Chatchila, you are meant to count with the right finger in mind, but you're meant to make the bracha with the right finger in mind, but yeah, if you're counting without, if you're making the bracha without the right finger in your mind, if ultimately you're saying the right figure, you're Yoitze. Steve Zayn. Shochach v'loiberich kol ha'layla. What happens if somebody didn't count the entire evening. Shochach v'loiberich kol ha'layla. He didn't count the whole night. Yispoir beyoim, so we know that. You can still count during the day, the subsequent day. So if you didn't count by night, you can count by day. Yispoir b'layla, p'loi brocha without the brocha. What's the background? Why do we do it like that? Mishnah Bosef Kot Lamed Gimel, 2 lines from the bottom. Yispoir b'yoim. Kedas harbe poiskim, because there's many poiskim who hold. The bedyevet, sfiras yoim oile l'sfirat. Is many opinions are hold that if you count by day, you are still yoitze. In the Sharetzien Tziv Kotten Mem Gimel on this, he brings that there is a machlokes shonim about this. And if you know the words, he says that after ikar mitzvah sfira b'layla mikol mokim b'dievet soifa b'yoyim b'brocha. So there is actually a large machlokes rishonim, and many rishonim hold that you can only count with a brocha by night. Other rishonim hold you could actually count by brocha by day. Two, it's a machloek is a shoinim. So we are machmir. We are stringent, and we go with the opinions that you only count with the bracha by night. If you forget to count by night, the subsequent day, you will count without the bracha. Because we are choshish for those opinions, that you can only count by night with the bracha. Sivkon la medalet, beloi bracha. Tiyeshlo... We go with the opinions that hold. You can only count with the bracha. You can only fulfill the mitzvah by night with the bracha. It's the only time by night. If you make a bracha by day, it would be a bracha levatolim. However, obviously, further nights, you could count future nights. You can count future nights again. Next day onwards, you can count with the bracha again. For loya v'kedilik yoyim echad legamri, we don't look at it as if you have skipped and forgotten and left out a day altogether. Shein sofer b'bracha, that you wouldn't count anymore with the bracha. So the point is over here. Let's get this clear. His machloek zishoinim if you can fulfill the mitzvah by day. Machloek zishoinim. Many shoinim hold you can also count and fulfill the mitzvah by day. There is so many shonim old, you can only fulfill the mitzvah by night. Now, when it comes to the bracha, we are machmir, and we will only count and make a bracha by night. There is, however, we are machmir, we are stringent, and we are going with it. We are machmir for those opinions that old, you cannot count anymore by day with the bracha, so we are machmir for those shittas. The emissary is, there is some poskim, I saw in some early achronim, they are bothered about this, because we are very machmi about this, and we mentioned it a few evenings ago, that really, it's a chumrah, it's true, it's a chumrah, but the outcome of this chumrah is sometimes, that if a person forgets, then he's not going to count with the bracha anymore, and he's going to forget counting altogether. But the man said, that's how the Mishnah paskens, that we don't count by day with the bracha anymore. Now, I want to just add something else. There's a famous Kavachaim. I want to know what your opinions is on this. The Kavachaim is brought down in the Dir Shua Elor number 70. He says, and I think Chassidim Rabbi Feingold, please correct me if I'm right or not. Kavachaim brings a minik sheish noegim shebechol yoyim achat fila shachis oyma chazen bekoil es asfira shalel emesh. There is Kavachaim brings, which is really a Sfardi poisek. He brings this a minik that after shachis we count loud last night's count without the bracha, obviously without the count. And is that the Kavachaim says that's the minik in Baghdad in some Sfardi country? The minik was to count after shachis last night's count. The reason for that is it makes a lot of sense because some people may have forgotten last night. If they are still around at the end of davening, so it's gonna save them the count. And generally the count is the whole day, so it's something which makes sense. Kavachaim says. Now, Rabbi Frankel, is it true that some chassidim do that as well?
Shtiel does that,
right. Okay, so this is, so obviously without the bracha, but lemaisa, to remind those who have forgotten to count by night, it makes sense to count by day, as well as tis al pi kabbalah, al pi inyonim. The whole day is a day of sefira; it's not just the night, and therefore we are mekayim mitzvah every time we count. So of course we count with the bracha on it by night, but by day also it's a chizuk in the count as additional inyan to count again by day. Moving from there. I want to point out something which bothered me for a long time. In the schools, in primary schools, it's very common that the boys count the count to Oima after Shachis. Boys in most primary schools, especially all the way up to year 5 and year 6, they count to Oima after davening in primary schools. This is very much based on the fact that many children do not count by night due to the late hour of the counting. Therefore, it is extremely common, all the Heimische Meisters, that children will count, the primary school children will count after Shachis in school. It's very common, it's been common. I investigated, this has been common practice since, our parents' generation for sure. This has bothered me. Pardon?
Last night.
Yeah, because ultimately last night's count is still today's count. So you count by day, it's the last night's count. Now it bothered me. It bothered me for a very long time. What bothered me about this was that really, Mimonafshach, if there are Mechoyev Bechinach, if we're talking about children, that for whatever reason they have a mitzvah chinuch, then by all means they should count properly like adults by night with a bracha properly. Now, if you're telling me no, they don't have chinuch because it's too late for them, which I probably believe in most cases is the halacha. If it's too late for them and it's past their bedtime, then they don't have a chinuch, they don't have a mitzvah on it. So if that's the case, that they don't have a chinuch, then you're not gaining anything by counting by day. And I want to say more than that. Perhaps one could even argue a step further. It might not be such great chinuch because you're training them.
What are you teaching them? I think I
remember you mentioning this point last cycle.
Oh, wow. That's very impressive. That's 7 years ago, yes. Yes, it's been bothering me for many years.
You mentioned that it's not
Kinuch. Yeah, so I'm very humbled that you remember. I wish I would remember everything I said years ago. Very impressive. A couple of years ago, I asked Rebbe Shavais and asked a few Rabbonim about this and Gedolim about this. They, everybody unanimously disagreed with me. They all said it's wrong what I'm saying, and unanimously they all said that no, at the end of the day, it's still an Indian of Chinuch, because just like a parent who is unable to, there is still a point of counting by day, so one should continue with this practice. So I just feel that I still feel to some extent that there is an element of what's the point of counting by day, but. Pardon?
If they're taught the halachas with it, that the ideal time is to count is at night. But what we're doing is because it's too late to count at night at your age, then they know the correct halach.
Yeah, but what are you doing? When it comes to chinuch, we've got to know. When it comes to mitzvahs chinuch, we've got to know. Are you fulfilling? Is this an obligation? Is this a minhag? What are we actually doing?
I think if you explain to them what the halach is and why they're counting in the day,
right. There is a general rule, though, that if they are not obligated, then, you see, okay, perhaps. I'm not so comfortable with the concept of teaching children to do something which is not really correct. I don't like so much the idea of teaching children doing something which is not 100%, but...
They say to the brother, though, just
counting. Just counting without a bracha.
What's the problem? You don't lose anything by just saying it. You can say it any time.
Yeah, and that's probably what the Gedolim have answered me. You're right. But my question was that what are you actually doing? What for? If they're exempt, they're exempt. But yeah, okay, let's carry on. Yeah, keep going. Yeah, or.
Say that because
they're not so clear, so then yeah,
they shouldn't even say the
bracha.
But there is something, there is value in them counting even without
bracha. Right. So that must be the point. There is value in counting. That's probably what the universal point is. That there is value, as Rabbi Fangel's nusach is. There is value in counting per se. Forget about the bracha. There is value in counting. Whether it's women that are going to lose somewhere the count, whether it is children are counting by day. There is value in that. Okay, we continue. Siv Zayin.
Is there no danger of the children learning to count without a bracha?
Yeah, I feel the same. I feel the same. I do. Okay, Siv Ches. Top of page 192. If somebody failed to count altogether, he forgot one night, count altogether. Bein Yom Rishon, whether it's the first night, Bein Mishal Yomim, whether it's any other subsequent night, he forgot to count. Soifa Bishal Yomim, Belei Bracha, you will count all the other future nights without the Bracha. Avol, but, what happens in Mesupek? What happens if he's in doubt? He's not sure anymore. He mumesupek im dilek yom echot v'lo yisafa. He's not sure anymore. Did I count or did I not count? That's not OCD. It's a genuine forgetful. I just don't remember if I counted. Yisboy b'shayomim b'vocha. If you're in genuine doubt, you really don't know. You can count future evenings with the bracha. Why? You're saying it's the Raisa, therefore what?
And therefore you've got to go to the Kobra and count again.
So you're saying that it might be the Raisa, so the Raisa al-Khumra. Okay. We'll see something else. We'll see something else. So this is talking about an individual that didn't count all together at all. Similarly, the same halacha will be if you realize that he count last night the wrong count. Same thing. We counted yesterday the wrong count. Same halacha applies. Dinoi his halacha k'moy shelo siper klal, as if somebody didn't count at all. Same thing. If you didn't count or you made the wrong count, same halacha. Sif kol lamed vav. So if you will count the subsequent nights, you can count. Kedas habe poiskim, like many poiskim hold. The ein tzfiras hayomim akvin zeze. There's many authorities hold that you can count independently one night in its own. It's not ma'akev zeze. They're not connected, not linked to one another. For kol yoyim v'yoyim, and every single night and day mitzvah b'vnei atzmo, he is a mitzvah in its own. Therefore, and subsequently, if you missed one night, you must continue future nights without a bracha. Why is it without bracha? If we are saying that there is a mitzvah to count future nights, so why is it without the bracha? Lochosh leman to oma, to go to be choishes for the opinion leman to oma to sfiras sheva shavoshes tamimois beinon, because there is an opinion that holds sheva shavoshes tamimois. You need seven consistent, complete, whole weeks. Veha leka, and here it's lacking. Because you're lacking one day. Since you're lacking one day, you're lacking in the string of the 7 weeks. You're lacking in the consistency, in the completeness, in the wholeness of the 7 weeks. Sheva Shabbos is tamimois you need, and you're lacking it. For nochen baze, sheish ma broch min ashliach tzibo, mechad ma vochin, v'yane omen, bechavon olot says. V'achach yispo, I said it is better yet. Best practice is, if you can still ask somebody to be moitzi you with the bracha. So if you did lose, unfortunately, one day, and you're going to count all the future nights without the bracha, the best is if somebody's going to be moitzi with the bracha. So you go up to somebody and you tell him, do you mind to be moitzi you with the bracha? Can you cover me with the bracha as well? Or better yet, or equally good, is also if the chazan is moitzi you by his bracha. Now this is why some explain that there's a universal minhag that who actually counts in shul?
The Rav counts.
So they say that why is that the Rav counts it as opposed to any other parts of the davening? Normally, so what? I didn't hear that. That's very nice. Slowly vaish, not to embarrass the chazan, who may have forgotten. That's good, that's very nice. Makes a lot of sense. I heard once something else, and I saw it in the Sforim as well, that the reason may be because you need to have if you're counting in front of for the public, you need to have a double kavona. On the one hand, you want to be moitzi with your bracha the ones who may have forgotten the count, and you want to be moitzi with the bracha. So if somebody needs your bracha, so you want to be moitzi with your bracha. At the same time, you also don't want to be moitzi with your bracha the ones who don't need your bracha, because they can make their own bracha. So you've got a double set. You've got to have a whole shtickle tail in your mind. On the one hand, you want to be moitzi the one who needs your bracha. And on the other hand, you don't want to be moitzi the ones who don't need your bracha. And therefore, you need to have quite a shtickle turn. That's the best person to have that shtickle turn in his mind. He's probably the Rav of the shul who is going to make that cheshbon. And that's why universally the meaning is that the Rav makes a bracha and counts for the tzibah, as opposed to the chazan, who may not be so well versed in the Mishneh Berurah. But based on that, we could just qualify as a Rav as well and count for the tzibah as well. So but that's really what the kavanah has to be. Yes, Rav Ozna paskens like that. Rav Ozna holds. Rav Ozna holds like this. So Rabbi Feingold reminds the verse of Shevet Halevi. Rav Ozna paskens like this. The main opinion. Let us not forget. Most of the authorities hold that every night is a mitzvah on its own. And therefore, if you forget tonight, you can still count the next night with a bracha. This is the main halacha. Really, we hold that every night is a bracha on its own, is a mitzvah on its own. Now, we are choshes generally for the opinion that we don't count, as we just saw now, the Shulchan Aruch Sifches, if you forget the night, you can't count anymore with the bracha. This is true. But Rav Ozner wants to say, I didn't see it this cycle now, but I saw it in, I should have checked it up, Rav Engel reminds us of this, but he saw that since, in a situation that a person gets into embarrassment, and it's very embarrassing to stand in front and get all stuck without being able to say the bracha, so in a situation of embarrassment, he says that we can rely on the roiv opinion, on the majority of the opinions that holds they can count every night with the bracha. So not everybody agrees with that. But the Vosna holds that since it's anyway the so normally you should not rely on that. You should not count with the bracha. You should ask somebody else to be moitzi you. It's better because you're choshesh. We don't want to make a bracha. But nevertheless, even if, sometimes when you're pushed to the corner and you're forced, you can rely on the roiv opinion on the most on the majority of theirs and count with the bracha. Pemakim busha, pemakim hefsed. You can rely on those opinion and count with the bracha. But I don't know if everybody holds of that. But that is a shevet halevi. Fine, we'll stop over here. There is an interesting Sifkot Lamed Ches, we're going to discuss that tomorrow because that's very relevant as well. Fine, just to summarize what we learned this evening, we learned that if a person counts with having the wrong day in mind, but he fixes it himself as soon as he actually counting, he makes the bracha with the wrong intention, but he actually corrects himself and counts the right, that's fine, he's yotzer. We then learned that if a person forgets the entire night, he can count the day with a bracha. Without a bracha. Future nights he can count again with a bracha. The reason is because there are opinions that hold that you cannot count by day with a bracha, and we are choshe for those opinions. Furthermore, if a person forgets to count the entire day, he cannot count future days and nights with a bracha, because then he's lost the tmimois. And many shittas hold that you need to have a consistent every night count. And if you forget one day, it's lost. Then you've lost the consistency. You've lost the sheva shabbos of tmimois, and therefore you cannot count future nights anymore with a bracha. But you should, of course, continue counting. Right? Okay. That's it for this evening, gentlemen.